You ever notice that farmers don't get to ask the weather or the banker to wait until it's convenient? So, when it comes to crop protection savings programs, how come they get to ask you to wait for a rebate? Don't wait for rebates. Get the True Choice offer from Corteva Agriscience for instant upfront savings on crop protection products. Ask your local retailer how you can save 10% on Corteva herbicides that you know and trust, such as Open Sky and Perfect Match herbicides, as well as the newest innovation, Wide R Match herbicide, by funding a prepaid account by February 25th.
Welcome back to Farm Talk, time of the show where we take a look at markets and market activity and how things went, how they did, and soybeans had another banner day. My goodness, up 8.25 in the front month of March beans, and the soybean meal up $4.20, soybean oil up 41 cents. Everything else was just kind of nothing to brag about there. In fact, corn down 1¾ in the front month, and we got wheat, Chicago 18.5 lower, Kansas City down 22.25, spring wheat down 13.75. Jason Winter of Advanced Trading joins us now, and Jason, doggone, this was another crazy day in the markets.
Oh, Mick, it's been a crazy week.
Yeah.
This weekend last, really, so.
Who do we blame this on?
That's just the whole month.
Yeah.
Vlad?
Yeah.
Well, you know, last week, I think it was about a week ago here, we had Ukraine and Russia all get it. People getting excited about Ukraine and Russia and whether there's going to be a conflict there or not going in the future. And the wheat market was kind of on a sell-off until that news really started getting hot and heavy on the morning market shows and TV shows and what have you, but went on kind of a nice little run here for about 6-7 days, but then yesterday I think tensions kind of eased a little bit and wheat flipped
double digits up. Yeah.
Yeah, well then wheat flipped right around and last couple days and started selling back off again with some of these tensions starting to ease, but then yesterday some more news coming out of South America where they're actually getting into, you know, there were Brazil combines from the north to the south and working their way through harvest in Brazil and starting to maybe see some of these areas where they thought was a better crop. Yield reports are not coming in real great. So
yeah.
So beans got a little excited and the meal market yesterday and beans finished up 30 some today and then followed through up 7-8 today. But today wheat sold off again after yesterday's big down day as well, just a lot of stuff going on.
Crude uncertainty, and the markets hate uncertainty.
Volatility.
Yeah.
Crude making some new highs this week. Of course, we had the Fed out yesterday, so still, I think that's still a big question mark because they said they were going to raise rates soon, I think was what I saw.
Yeah.
Soon.
And they've
what does
been
that
saying
us?
That for a, yeah. And a quarter point, well, that may not. If you're buying a $1 million combine, which is about 30 feet to our left here, a quarter point means a lot.
Yes.
Even if you're leasing it. So I guess the big question is the uncertainty. If Russia invades the Ukraine, what kind of an impact would that have on the wheat market? Obviously, they're what, the number four corn exporter in the world now, also the Ukraine. The loss of the Ukraine export market, would that turn the world global ag commodity markets upside down or not?
It would for surely send prices screaming for a few weeks again, or a week or two. And then, you know, the markets have a way of overdoing themselves, usually both to the highs, the upside and the downside lately here. So,
yeah.
So it just all depends. It's there's just so much volatility with that South America weather. We haven't even got into the planting. You know, we're really going to get into the acreage battle here in the next few weeks, and we still got to fix some of our own weather. You know, just talking to farmers the past few days around here, you know, they're sitting better than they were last year at this time as far as. You know, some areas were never had any snow and were pretty dry. They seeded into dry dirt, but the farmers are feeling a better about what kind of moisture they have, but yet we haven't fixed the problem, you know, the drought that that some of these areas really had last year. So there's going to be a lot of stories in wheat yet, both good and bad, and probably through spring and summer yet, and just going to continue to see a lot of volatility, I think, in probably all these markets, whether it's commodities or the equities, or the dollar's been up really strong the last few days, which usually is a negative effect on commodities. So you just don't know.
Yeah.
So
oil surging and hey, usually is good for North Dakota, but
if you've got
oil stock, if you own a little bit of an oil well,
your oil well, you should be sitting pretty good here again.
And I talked to the manager of KMOT out here this morning, and he said that they talk about the price of oil, but they don't talk about the Bakken that much anymore. But it does have an impact on the economy, but not as much as agriculture out here.
Correct.
Ag is still number one.
Correct. So
So when it comes to marketing, again, volatility, uncertainty, up one day, down the next. It's kind of like the wind, one day out of the north, next day out of the south. But now, we got a wind chill advisory again for tonight and tomorrow morning, and then it's going to be 32 above, 40 above on down in South Dakota on Sunday. I mean, so what do we do for direction when it comes to marketing?
Well, I think the best thing farmers can do is be looking at some of these other tools out there that we like to advocate, option type strategies, because yes, there's going to be plenty of volatility, really good prices, tempting to make some cash sales, but yet we don't, we don't know if we fixed our weather problem out here, this or that. So using some option type strategies right now to protect against, to start, if you're thinking about new crop, to start protecting these prices, but giving the flexibility and giving the options going forward, depending upon what kind of crop or what kind of moisture or what kind of production we're going to get this spring and summer.
Mm-hmm.
Using put type strategies will let you protect these prices, but not put you into some sort of cash contract or this or that, where you have to be worried about whether you're going to be able to fill that contract or not. So.
Yeah. Puts and calls, there's a lot more to it than puts and calls, isn't there? Or is that basically it?
No, that's basically it. Sometimes it's just, sometimes these options, people get too worked up about, they don't understand or this or that. But
it's foreign to a lot of people.
Yeah, it's foreign to them, yep. So sometimes, so when guys work with myself, we just try to keep it usually just kind of simple, stupid type marketing mentality.
The KISS method, yeah.
And get floors in place and try to protect these prices. And really, at the end of the day, you're hoping that, you're just putting that floor in. But, at the end of the day, you're hoping you're going to go forward in the spring and summer, raise a great crop, and hopefully still have a good price. But that's what you just don't know, going into the future here. So
if everybody 2 or 3 years ago could have sold their corn at about $6, their wheat at about $8, and their soybeans at $13, I think everybody would have jumped at the opportunity.
Yes.
And here, that's what we have for prices now.
Now you can, but because of the uncertainties about raising a crop and even the costs of everything here now is for surely another reason to be looking at some of these strategies, because you can use these options to protect against the costs of higher seed, higher fertilizer, these higher input crop put costs, because you don't want to put all this money into a crop and then wake up come harvest and see that prices are well off of these values and then be thinking back, oh boy, if I only would have knew all this, right?
Yeah.
But well, that's again, prices are unpredictable. So
yeah, just like the weather, just like the yield that they hopefully will get, but you don't know. So again, that's why kids don't try this at home. Yeah, the old phrase is bet the farm, lost the farm. There are some old stories and phrases that people use, and you don't have to lose the farm. You just marketing strategies to
yes.
do well. Quit chasing the highest price of the year. So, well, how do they get a hold of you, Jason?
Well, I'm at the KMOT for the balance of the day and tomorrow. But you can reach me back in Fargo. I have an office back in Fargo. Or you can give me a call on my 800 number, 800-664-4358.
Gotcha. Jason Winter, Advanced Trading, thank you very much for the visit. Safe travels, and hey, we'll see you back home.
Yep, sounds good. Thanks, Mick.
You bet.